9:21. My name's Jess. This is Weekend Brekkie. Now, every week here on the show, we like to take a look at the good news from the week that was. The news cycle can be dull, dreary, and downright depressing. So right now, one of our wonderful producers, Michael, is in the studio with a couple of happy stories for us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I need to be made happier because there has been some awful news over the last couple of days. What have you got?
Okay, well, the first thing I've got is the Balmoral Burn. So every year on the 26th of March, Mossman is home to the Balmoral Burn. Now, it's a race which asks contestants to run up the infamous Awarba Street at Balmoral Beach. And for those of you who don't know, Awarba Street is notorious for its incredible 30-degree incline and the impossibility to go up. I've tried to run it once or twice. It's not a pleasurable experience, and it's a very slow one. So naturally, the Balmoral Burn asks you to run up that 450-metre hill as fast as possible. The record, which was set in 2006, is currently doing it in a minute 20, which we should all absolutely aim to do. But
I couldn't run 450 metres in a minute 20 on flatland.
I don't think anyone can, but... but if you can't beat that record, at least you'll be doing your part for children's healthcare. The Balmoral Burn's organizer, Humpty Dumpty, which also holds the city to surf, I'll say that is way easier than the Balmoral Burn, is the largest provider of medical supplies outside state governments.
Wow.
This includes over 500 pieces of life-saving medical equipment, which have been supplied to over 300 hospitals across Australia. Now, it might be a bit late for the Balmoral Burn to enter this year, seeing as I think it's happening right now. But you can always donate. Just go to humptydumpty.com.au and you'll find the easiest way to help some kids in need.
That is gorgeous. Mm. I love that. I love that you tried it as well. Because
tried being the key word.
Did you get to the top?
I did get to the top, but by the end of it, I did not resemble a healthy human being. So it wasn't great.
A human being with lungs. While I was overseas, I tried to climb like a very gentle hike up a mountain. And threatened to quit about 8 times. Arthur's Pass in Edinburgh, which is not a difficult... Like, old people would... Like, very old people were also doing it, and very young children. And I was struggling, so I would not do well with this either. I've got a good news story for you.
Oh, good to hear.
Okay, so a couple of days ago, the UK government announced that they are putting a ban on plastic straws, plastic stirrers, and cotton buds in a bid to reduce plastic waste in the UK. Now, I just got back from the UK, and I think they're doing pretty well as it is. They already charge for plastic bags. Mm-hmm. There's a huge recycling culture. I saw a lot of like wind power, solar power, a lot of electric cars. They are leaving us in the dirt. For sure. So from April 2020, this ban will come into place, but there will be exemptions to ensure people with, you know, medical needs or disability can access these products if they need to. Over 80% of residents kind of responded to a consultation, and they were, you know, hugely in favor of it, which is great. I think that we need to do more to reduce plastic waste. We certainly need to do more in Australia. Hashtag ban the bag. But I think this is great. I think this is really good news. I think this is interesting because the only way it'll get done is with, you know, policy intervention. So there you go. Plastic straws, stirrers, and cotton buds. They're out of here.
Yeah, because my council has a big problem with the Mossman, because we've got those lovely beaches, but they're covered in about every type of plastic you can imagine. So when me and some friends volunteered to do a just pick up around there, the council, as a token of appreciation, will give you a steel straw with a turtle on it. So there you go.
That's so cute. Mm-hmm. I love that. That's
very
fantastic.
Effective straw.
That's great. Do you carry it around with you?
Not on me right now, but I do have it at home somewhere. So.
It's somewhere and he loves it. I just don't use straws.
Yeah, I mean, like, maybe if there's a really challenging milkshake, I'll go for a straw.
Yeah,
but otherwise,
like
I think
frappe,
I can...
iced coffee, something along that line.
Something that you really got to dig into. But
like a can at a restaurant. You do not need a straw for that nonsense.
No, no.
Like, really. Okay, well, they're two really good news stories from the week that was. Beautiful. Michael, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.